This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
It's not summer yet, but a lot of these students on the campuses have a really bad case of senioritis, I'm pretty sure, as they continue to go out and protest and say the most terrible things that we've been hearing for a long time. But I'm telling you this, folks, this isn't just, in my opinion, it's not just students that decided to, you know, cut class that day or go out into the quad and start to protest. But I do think that you do have some of these outside agitators, or you have others who are, you know, helping to put this together and making sure that there are resources and so forth. Because again, this whole thing, in my opinion, is designed to continue to eradicate the long-held policy of the United States and its unequivocal support for Israel. And it's a way of continuing to chip away at it. It's a way of normalizing the notion that somehow Israel is the aggressor, Israel's doing genocide, and the stakes could never be higher, my friends. And they're playing a game here that is a very, very dangerous game. So it goes beyond somebody who says, I think that, you know, there shouldn't be, you know, I see this war happening and I want it to stop. I want the Ukraine war to stop. I want all war to stop. That's a normal reaction to things. But the thing is, I don't think that it should all stop and let the others, the bad actors, just take over. I guess technically that's the end of the war. But you have to be smart about it. You have to be reasonable about it. You have to understand what's at stake and what happens tomorrow if Israel, for example, continues to come under the kind of attack. What happens tomorrow when you have the anti-Semitic, evil, bad actors that literally go after Jewish people? None of this is acceptable. And sometimes you have to stand up. Right, at least in my estimation. All right, folks, welcome to the broadcast. It is the Thursday morning edition of the show. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, if you'd like to opine. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. You can send us a direct message this morning and simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you're off and running from there. Well, being off and running, of course, this from Channel 4, this is the NBC station in the Los Angeles area, NBC 4. The Los Angeles Police Department detained several demonstrators at a pro-Palestine protest. If you've noticed, I gotta just stop right there. To some degree it's pro-Palestine, but it's really anti-Israel. See, here we go again. It's like calling terrorists militants. If it wasn't for these militants that keep attacking people, it would be, no, it's much more descriptive to say if it wasn't for these terrorists that keep attacking people. So you get my drift here. But they were demonstrators Wednesday at the University of Southern California campus, where officers clashed with participants who we don't know if they got any participation trophies or not, as the tensions rose. Police officers clashed with protesters who set up encampments on the campus of USC as the students took part in the pro-Palestine or anti-Israel demonstrations that were growing across the U.S. on Wednesday. According to the LAPD, about 93 arrests were made as of 10 p.m. And I remember I was watching them getting ready to move in on the core of students, or protesters, as you may want to call them, with their twisty tie cuffs and so forth. getting ready to take them into custody. All right, let's head over to the telephone lines. We've got James in Clearwater this morning. Good morning, James. You're on the show.
Morning, Kyle. This seems awfully familiar as far as the scope and the logistics and the unfolding of events as the Black Lives Matter protests. And what they found out is that George Soros money is actually shelling out $14 million to people to go from one town to the next, that they got arrested, they got bailed out, they were put up in five-star hotels, and basically just hired hands to create all this nonsense. And if it was real spontaneous, if it was really something that people really believed in, I really think it would have happened all at once. But when you see the sameness, the deliberateness, the amount of money being spent, I see a copycat event unfolding in front of the whole nation here. It's not so much copycat as just round two of the same old BS and evil BS at that.
I completely agree. That's why I have some real concerns, because again, it's designed to degrade our support for Israel. It's designed to degrade our peaceful society as a whole. I mean, it's just, this is all by design.
Well, Soros has been anti-Jewish since his days back working with Hitler. I mean, what can you say?
No kidding.
It's sad, but people just don't know the history. And guess what? It's repeating itself.
You've got it right on the head. Those who will not learn from history are condemned to repeat it. And unfortunately, they think we're so stupid. But one of the things we get to do here on the program, on the air, is to bring that back out into the light. I appreciate that, James.
Speaking of history, as a professor of politics, it'd be good to know that, you know, what your students have going for themselves, or what your interaction with the students are in your typical classroom. I'd be interested in knowing.
Well, of course, being the professor of politics is really more of a moniker than an occupation for me. So that's it's really more of a nickname. But that's kind of got hung on me for a while back. But those that I interact with.
Kind of like Mike being the mayor of Clearwater.
Being the mayor of Clearwater, that's right. But I appreciate the question. Well, James in Clearwater, take care. We'll talk to you again real soon. Take care.
No problem.
James in Clearwater, everybody. And yes, the professor of politics will be back in just a moment.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're listening to Title One.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. I appreciate James's call very, very much. I think he was right on the money with everything. And, yeah, I appreciate him, too, saying, asking about the professor of politics. Yeah, that's kind of like being the Duke of Earl or, you know, the Sultans of Swing or something like that. But, yeah, that was a moniker that got hung on me a long time ago. And many of the historic listeners to the show and so forth, they kind of remember that. So it's kind of cool, and I appreciate it. And it's kind of fun, isn't it? It's kind of fun, because sometimes I do feel like I get to profess about some things. So it is kind of fun. And by the way, folks, KyleWarrenShow.com is the website. If you'd like to go over there and check it out, you want to send us a direct message this morning, sure would appreciate it. Always love to hear from you. Or, of course, by the telephone, 949-822-7959. First-time callers, 949-822-7959, if you'd like to opine on the program. Well, let's listen in here real quick, because we talked a little bit about the Trump trial when we were looking at that poll showing that Joe Biden might be losing a little bit of ground because Trump is on trial. And that's really going to be the opposite of what the Democrat Party elite and the far left elite really want to accomplish, because they want to make sure that Trump is in this legal jeopardy all the time, one thing after another. And that's going to make people just simply say, OK, well, he's some kind of he's guilty of something and so on and so forth. When in reality, I think you have a lot of people, and not just hardcore Trump supporters, let's say, but I think you've got a lot of people looking in on this. And they say to themselves, you know, that could be me, in the sense that the forces can align against you if they can do this to somebody who arguably is rich and powerful. You know, they could do it to anybody. And then also, of course, the idea that, well, this person also is the de facto nominee of the party, the presumptive nominee. They have all, and both he and Biden both have enough delegates and so forth to clinch the nomination. So in everything but ceremony, they are the nominees. And to have something like that happen where a vast group in the country versus another vast group of the country, almost half and half, just for sake of argument here, one of those candidates is being set upon by these prosecutors for political reasons. And whether or not, and by the way, somebody out there, they may not want to support Trump. They may not like Trump as a person. They may have, you know, whatever feelings they have. I still think that even if you weren't a Trump supporter, you can see what's happening here, right? And I think we could see that with almost any other kind of thing where somebody has, you know, gotten too close to the mark, basically, too close to, and this is why, you know, it was kind of collectively called, you know, drain the swamp and this kind of thing. If you get too close to actually being effective, well, it's all going to start to be, it's going to start cascading down around you. And by the way, I rewatched a movie. This was a while back, but I remember back in the mid-1970s, there was a really cool movie called Rollerball that came out. So you're out there thinking, how is Kyle going to connect Rollerball to all this stuff? I can do it. I'm pretty sure I can do it. Rollerball was a movie. It was kind of, at that time, it was a futuristic kind of movie. It was probably 40 or 50 years in the future from the mid-1970s. So watch out. But in that sort of genre that movie was in, nations really didn't go to war anymore, but they had these big corporate overlords that sort of ruled everything, and they had these rollerball teams that was very brutal contact, sort of sadistic roller derby that was there. And a lot of you folks might remember that movie or maybe have heard of it. There was a really terrible remake of that movie done not too many years ago, but it was horrible. But the original movie, if you ever get a chance to see it, if you can stream it, you know, I highly recommend it. It is, by today's standards, all movies from that era can be a little bit slow and so forth. And yeah, some of the things are a little bit cheesy sometimes, but it's an interesting movie because James Caan plays a character named Jonathan Eight. And Jonathan Eight, and then that sounded kind of futuristic. His name is Jonathan Eight, you know, like the number eight. And so, but he is a big star of Rollerball. He's like becomes a legend. He's beyond the most valuable player and so forth. And what happens is, kind of the thrust of the movie is, you know, you have these corporate overlords and so forth, and they're able to maintain society at a certain level. But you can only go so far. You can never go so far as to really stand out and show people what may be really possible by the individual, by someone who could rise above all of the plateau that they sort of let you get to. In other words, don't get out of line. You can go far, but you can't go too far. You got to maintain the party line. You got to stay in lockstep. You got to do all these things. And if you break out of that, then you have to be destroyed. And it's not more than one time, you know, or I should say it's been more than one time that I've been watching things happen to Donald Trump, the way that it's being done. And I thought back to this story about how this was, again, you know, if you go too far or if you're too challenging, or if you demonstrate to people that you don't have to always just toe the line, then, in other words, make real change and break out, then they may set upon you to destroy you. So that's sort of my little word essay here about that. But if you ever get a chance to see the movie, and I'll say this before we move on, because I want to hear a little something from Jonathan Turley here. Before I move on, I had that soundtrack, right, on LP, on you know, regular record, a vinyl record. And because it had the, what was it, the Toccata Fugue in D minor, right? And so you'd immediately recognize it, a famous organ, almost gothic organ solo thing that was used in this movie, and it just captivated me, so I had to run out and get the soundtrack. All right, so here we go. Let's listen in to Jonathan Turley talking about people are still debating if this is even a crime regarding Donald Trump.
This case is quickly becoming incomprehensible. I mean, the newest theory that they gave just as the trial was starting is that we have another dead misdemeanor. And the misdemeanor is that Trump conspired by promoting his own election unlawfully. But they don't explain really where the unlawful part is. They also don't explain how denoting this as a legal expense later affected the 2016 election. It just doesn't seem to matter to anyone in that courtroom that this is utter nonsense and that this is not a campaign violation in terms of contributions. The federal government did not believe there was grounds to charge anything in this case. Many experts reject that whole concept. And so what we're watching here is something that I've never seen the likes of. I mean, the judge is allowing this farce to unfold in his courtroom, and everyone just seems to be treating this like they're actually trying a known crime. When you have people still debating, not just on this network, what the crime was that Trump was trying to conceal, it's something that's out of a Fellini movie. It's just crazy.
This is really powerful stuff. It really is. In all seriousness, this is so powerful. Because what we're witnessing it in real time, right? And one could only think 50 years from now, hopefully, you know, it'll all still be here 50 years from now. But 50 years from now, looking back on this, certainly 100 years from now, how about 200 years from now, you could look back and say, yeah, this was totally made up. This is, and I think it will vindicate what's happening to Donald Trump. I really do. The key and the heavy lift here is to make it count right now. Because especially when you get people like Jonathan Turley, again, not a Trump supporter, not a MAGA person, you know, I don't really know, you know, what his politics really are. But I do know that he loves the law, and the law should transcend the politics. And if he's saying, look, I mean, you can't even come up with what this actually is. And everybody is kind of pretending and going along, as he called it, like in a Fellini film. You know, we have really gone over the edge. This is one of the reasons we're on the air. We try to pull it back from the edge, everybody. Stay right there. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Thursday edition.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court will hear arguments Thursday on Donald Trump's claim of absolute immunity against charges related to overturning the 2020 election. The outcome could decide whether Trump faces a federal trial this year on 4 felony counts brought by special counsel Jack Smith. TikTok announced plans to take legal action to prevent new U.S. legislation that might result in its ban.
Rest assured, we aren't going anywhere. We are confident and we will keep fighting for your rights in the courts. The facts and the Constitution are on our side, and we expect to prevail again.
CEO Hsiao Chu described the bill's passage as obviously disappointing but not defining. A new rule from the Biden administration will soon make millions of salaried workers in the U.S. eligible for overtime pay. Announced Tuesday by the Department of Labor, the rule changes the threshold for salary employees to qualify for overtime. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Wow, the program again is really just flying by. And it really, really does. I don't know how to scientifically quantify it, but it happens. So I don't know. It's a mystery to me, but it's a good mystery, and maybe we'll never figure it out. But the idea, of course, is that the program does fly by. Whatever you're doing this morning, we hope that we help to make your morning go by maybe a little bit faster, as we talk about all the news and politics of the day and other stuff that we can try to throw into the mix. And by the way, as I mentioned last segment about Rollerball, and I mentioned about the Toccata and Fugue in D minor by Bach, basically. And so instead of me trying to sing it to refresh your memory, we just have a quick clip of it here just to tell you what I'm talking about. This very, very gothic organ solo that really just made that whole movie. I'll throw out the whole first scenes of the movie. This may spark your memory here of what this is. So you remember it. I'm sure that people remember that. But at any rate, folks, welcome back to the show. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message this morning. And we do have the telephone lines lighting up. We got John in Sarasota on this Thursday morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Kyle. Two things. One is a question, and one is just basically, I think we're all aware that we have the patients running the asylum. That goes without saying. But the question would be, should Donald Trump not be able to run for the presidency You know, I don't hear much or anything about who the Republican candidate would be. So my question to you is, who would you believe the Republican candidate would be? And do you believe, excuse me, that it would be somebody that could throw a monkey wrench into Biden's reelection? So that is my question for the day.
Okay. Great, great question. And I think, you know, that I would go out of left field, outside of really those who kind of were out running for president, only because I think in the event that Trump wouldn't run or couldn't run or for whatever reason would not be the nominee, I think that the GOP is so poised to really clean up. Either way, to a great degree, but Trump does have baggage. There's no doubt about that. So there's a little bit of an uphill climb. We know what the Trump policies were like. And my personal opinion is if they went for somebody like Mike Pompeo, who can talk the talk, walk the walk, very serious, especially because the world's on fire, I would think if they were to look at somebody like him, and maybe bring in somebody like,
John Radcliffe?
Maybe so.
Okay.
But maybe Huckabee, maybe as vice president as well. I still think he would be a good addition. Yeah.
You think Huckabee would come back, huh?
Well, it would all depend. But, like a dream team or something, we might have something like that. But yeah, I really kind of think that I know that Pompeo wanted to run. I think that he kind of kept out of it, I think, for various reasons. Maybe thought it wasn't his time. Maybe also saw the writing on the wall that Trump was gonna dominate in this. And so I don't know. I mean, I just think it would be a great place to start, given his foreign policy credentials and the fact that he knows where all the bodies are buried in terms of being in the CIA and everything, right?
and he knows where to put the fresh ones. okay, well, you know, I haven't heard anybody bringing this up on any of the, you know, on any of the predominantly like Jesse Waters or Maria Bartiromo, or, you know, I just haven't heard it. And it just kind of piqued my interest to say, yeah, Mike Pompeo would probably be I like Radcliffe, we'll hope for the best here. So anyway, I just thought that was food for thought and, yeah, we'll count down till November, my friend.
Well, indeed. And, yeah, I do think that, I mean, it's kind of like looking at what might happen with Biden. You know, if Biden doesn't continue, they're never going to nominate Kamala Harris. They're going to go with somebody like a Newsom. But he's got a lot of problems, too. I mean, it would be very interesting to sort of dissect what's happening in California on a national stage. It would almost be like a gift.
Yeah, I don't think Newsom would be, well, I don't know, you know, it's crazy to say, but I don't think he'd be very popular. I think they would go with him and hope for like one of those, JFK against Nixon type debates where Nixon sits and sweats and JFK looks like he just came, you know, out of a country club.
Yeah.
You know, Newsom has that appearance. But I think anybody with a brain realizes he ran California and is running California in the toilet. But then again, my earlier comment was we see the patients running the asylum. So,
yeah,
you know, it should be an interesting thing. I like John. Personally, I was thinking about John Radcliffe.
Mm-hmm.
And, I also like what's his name in Texas? Ted Cruz. I do like Ted Cruz. A lot of people dislike Ted Cruz, but I think Ted Cruz is a pretty articulate and pretty smart man. So we'll see what happens.
Well, you know, I do think too, John, that really, I mean, because we could probably come up with a bunch of different people, and that's because the GOP has a real deep bench of people who love their country and, you know, are dedicated and so forth and reasonable and can solve problems. The Democrats have ideologues and they have people that aren't really reasonable and they don't seem to be able to solve problems. They make them worse.
Well, they've created everything here. You know, another one I would think off the top of my head, which would probably be good, would be Ben Carson. Now,
yeah.
People disagree. They say he had issues in the past. Well, we all have issues in the past. At least, you know, he's a brilliant man. So, you know, as far as the Democrats, oh my gosh, yeah. We need somebody to get us out of this and quick, Kyle. But thank you very much for your insight.
Sure.
And I know we have other people that want to speak. So yeah, keep your stick on the ice and more will be revealed, I guess. Oh, one last thing.
Sure.
About silence, Kyle. Mm-hmm. Silence cannot be misquoted.
You're right about that. Absolutely.
All right, my friend. You have a good day.
You too. Thanks, John. Take care. We'll talk to you again real soon. John in Sarasota, everybody. Yeah, it's a great call, and I appreciate what he was saying very, very much because, it does, it's food for thought in the sense, and it helps us to also focus in on the policies that were working so well under Donald Trump, right? And Trump had the gumption to be able to implement them. And that's one of Trump's strongest points. This is one of the reasons, my friends, why they're going after Trump the way that they are. Because they know, and this is something that sounds like something my grandmother would say, you got the gumption, right, to go and do that and stand up to the Democrat Party elite wall, basically, and say, Nope, you're coming down, Wall. That's what he did. All right, folks, brace yourselves because following John in Sarasota, got a call here from Todd in Tampa. We're going to do 60 seconds with Todd. 5-4-3-2-1. Go, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. When Joe Biden is fired for his corruption, who are the Democrats going to throw up there? Kamala Harris? Okay? Okay? When Joe Biden is fired for total incompetence, who are the Democrats going to throw up there? Okay? Who? Put Chuck Schumer? When Joe Biden is fired for total hatred for Israel and the American people and the people of New York, hey, New Yorkers, you idiots, you can't ride the subway. Your mayor wants to give money to the illegals out there and let you suffer. Everyone's leaving New York, but you're going to put on this fake trial out there. Hey, when Joe Biden is thrown out because he wants your daughter to have Leroy go to the bathroom now that Leroy's to Keisha, okay? Hey, ladies, you want a man going in the vent and when your daughter's at school to go in there, but you're gonna vote for Joe Biden because you
all right.
Bait,
thank
right?
you, Todd. All right, thanks, Todd.
Stand up for America and stand up for our Lord and Savior. And God, let's go.
All right, folks, stay right there because we are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you. Great segment. And another great segment coming up. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Thursday edition continues on, everybody. We have a lot more to tell you about and talk about. And we're glad that you're there, and we hope that you're having a great Thursday morning, whatever you're doing out there. And we've had a caller that was hanging on over the break, and so don't want to make them hang on any longer because they've already been a trooper hanging on already. So let's go right to the telephone lines. We got Joe in Florida this morning. Good morning, Joe. Hello, Joe. Are you there?
Recording established. Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Good morning, Professor. Yes. I'm a little irritated. Listen, it's already been established that President Trump is the candidate from the GOP for the presidency of the United States. Please stop entertaining people like Don Ratcliffe and everybody else that the Democrats would eat alive. Eat alive. I stay the script here. Look, I was over in Tampa. Our esteemed President Biden was here yesterday. He spoke to 10 people in a room.
Yeah.
Yet it was publicized all over the nostalgic MSNBC and CNN and everything. And you believe that there were hundreds there. There were 10 people in the room clapping. It was a joke. While Biden walked around with two cue cards in his hand, his brains, looking at talking points he was to make. He had no clue what he was even talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know. I think the context of the question was just, what if? And so I do think that the policies of Trump
are so
strong.
I know, but excuse me.
Yeah.
Can I say, here's sure. The what if. The what if is no. The only person that can comprehend and understand what goes on in America is Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And he commands hundreds of thousands of people wherever he goes to speak. Joe Biden does not.
No,
and people are fully aware of what's going on in the country now. You know, when you get constitutional lawyers like Alan Dershowitz and John Curley, who are the most eminent people on constitutional law, calling this trial a farce.
Yep.
They are besides themselves. There's two guys that are besides themselves. And I'm fully aware. I attended Yale. I graduated from Yale. So I know what constitutional lawyers talk about. These guys are the eminent leaders in the country. And neither one of them are Trump supporters.
Right. Yeah,
that's the key.
Isn't that something?
You've got to understand that.
Yeah, isn't that something?
I spend my summers on Nantucket, and I can tell you they hate Alan Dershowitz. And Dershowitz was one of the most prominent Democrats throughout his eminent career at Harvard as a law professor. I can tell you that. It's just beyond me that we entertain other names. Ted Cruz is a great man. Ted's been to Yale and he's been to Harvard. He's got degrees and he's a very smart man. He also has baggage. Donald Trump, they are setting him up and it's not going to work. These are false farce.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got it right.
That are going on. This one in New York is a serious joke.
I think
when you have these guys that are smart enough to understand that.
Yeah.
And when I listened to John Turley this morning, it was just amazing. John Turley is so brilliant. Yeah, he's on the verge of a nervous breakdown because of the farce of this trial. He cannot understand what possibly could be going on here in the American court system.
Well, that's because it's
a sad day.
Yeah, it's because it's being literally torn apart limb from limb, right before our very eyes. Exactly right. And so, yeah, in context of my remarks, I think Donald Trump is that only person who has that gumption to do what needs to be done. And that's why they are trying to destroy him. If they thought for a second that they were just that Trump was just going to fizzle, they would never be doing any of this stuff because it would be a bigger embarrassment for the GOP. But it's not happening.
Professor, you do understand that without Trump to save America, we're doomed. We are doomed.
Well, I think
you're from California. You've got a governor out there that has completely destroyed that state.
Oh, yeah.
That state is on the verge of floating out into the Pacific. It's so bad.
Yeah, it's not good.
I've been to California. I've been there. I see what goes on in California. It's just amazing.
Indeed. Well, I think we've got a meeting of the minds here, and I think I know
and
exactly
I heard
what you're talking
was
about.
In Boston, so I don't know why you're not in Boston instead of being out in California.
Well, actually, yeah, she's going to school there. She's going to be coming back home pretty soon. Yeah.
Well, I also, after I graduated from Yale, also attended Harvard Law School. So it is the most academic location that you could ever be in the country is Boston.
That's
so
right.
She's there, and I don't know whether she's being educated there, but it is the most academic location you could possibly be in the U.S. is Boston, Massachusetts. They got the finest colleges in the world there. But what's going on within the colleges is alarming to me, especially even at Yale.
Yeah.
And I have close friends there. In fact, I talked to a very close friend of mine who's a Superior Court judge who taught at the Yale Law School, and he's also very, very alarmed at what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
The problem is you're limited in speaking out when you get with the liberal Marxist communist society of these socialists, and the kids are being indoctrinated today. It's not about Yale anymore. It's not about being educated anymore. It's all about the endowment funds. You understand? You don't get into Yale or Harvard or Princeton or Dartmouth without some member of your family endorsing millions of dollars each and every year to your endowment funds. It's not about education.
And that's unfortunate.
I have a good friend of mine. I'm in my 80s. Mm-hmm. I have a good friend of mine who's in his late 80s, and he's been there for, I think, since the day he was born, to be honest with you. And, he heads up a couple of...
Say again?
Hello?
Yeah, say again.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a good friend of mine who's been there forever. He's head of a couple of departments, and he understands it. He said, I'm in a position I can't speak up. I just can't.
I know, and that's like it used, and they, you know, and that's not the way that you even begin to figure things out. I mean, when you have only one opinion or people are afraid to say what they want to say, and that's not America. But I appreciate the call so much, Joe. I really do.
One last thing.
Sure.
I mean, this derangement in all these schools, whether they need the IVs or whatever, this derangement of anti-Semitism must be stopped. And the only way it's going to be stopped by is Donald J. Trump, because he'll enact and bring in the military and shut it down. Ronald Reagan developed, as you recall, I believe you'll recall, he developed a defense missile system of which the Iron Dome is based on. And Biden, at that point in time in his career as a senator, opposed missile defense system. Do you realize that the other day with 300 missiles fired over Israel, that they would have annihilated Israel again? This would have been a replay of the Holocaust.
No kidding. No kidding indeed.
Now, this is a terrible, terrible situation.
Yeah.
And they cannot allow this to continue, and the only way it's going to get shut down by a strong person like Donald J. Trump. He's the only one that will, he will activate the military and go in and shut it down if that comes to that situation.
Well, hopefully it doesn't, but you're right. You have to have some leadership. But we got to move on because we got Denise Simon coming up, Joe, and I appreciate your call very much.
Thank you.
I hope you can call back again.
It's always good talking to you, but please stay with what the candidate for the GOP is, and that's going to be President Trump.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He's going to be the candidate. There's no doubt about that. All right.
Without him to save America now, we're in deep trouble. We're in very deep trouble politically.
Indeed.
Which is a ripple down to socialism here that would be unbelievable.
Indeed.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Joe. Take care. All right, Joe in Florida, everybody, a great call, and I appreciate his viewpoint very, very much. And let's head over real quick. We got Denise Simon, founderscode.com, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. We only got just a little bit here before we hit the top of the hour, but what's your take on what was happening at places like USC on Wednesday?
We've been through this before, and, Speaker Johnson thinks it's appropriate to send in the National Guard, and I'm beginning to think that that's precisely right, because these schools don't want to take control of their campuses, and it's become ungoverned space. It's anarchy, it's collapse, so... It's shameful, and I don't hear anybody on the left that is calling for some kind of order again. No, and
well, that's right, because again, I think number one, they're kind of on the same page to a great degree, and also they don't want to offend people because they're terrified of votes.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, Denise, stay right there. We're going to come right back after the top of the hour, everybody. Kyle Warren with you as we continue through the Thursday edition. We are coming back. I do promise.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.